President Donald Trump appointed a new federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC. Tim Thomas spent the past 3 years serving on the state staff of U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Thomas also has experience as the director of external and regulatory affairs for Swift & Staley, a Kentucky-based maintenance, operations, and environmental services company that included federal and state agencies among its clients. Chairman Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You've set the priorities for the Appalachian Regional Commission. These include entrepreneurship, small business expansion, opioid epidemic interventions, and economic development in coal communities. Now, each priority has a unique set of complexities. Let's talk about each one individually, if we could. How does the ARC plan to work on entrepreneurship and small business expansion?
Well, first of all, the reason we're interested in that is because most new jobs in the United States and the region are created by small businesses. So that, we think, is a very important place to focus if we're trying to diversify an economy. And we see some additional assistance as being helpful in those areas. It could be someone has a great idea, maybe a product that could be very marketable. But maybe they need a little bit of training on how to develop a business model or write a business plan. And those are the type of opportunities that we could help with by providing funding to create local infrastructure to provide that training. Also on the access to capital, that is a key need in the region. And we are very involved in trying to help encourage and train new entrepreneurs on how to find capital, how to maybe access and make contact with angel funds that focus specifically on the region that might be receptive to their idea, to their business. So those are some of the things that we would like to encourage in the region. And I think there's great potential for growth in that area. There is absolutely no reason to think that the next great entrepreneur can't come from Appalachia.
And how does the ARC plan to work on opioid epidemic interventions, one of your second priorities for the office in the region?
Well, first of all, let me just say that that is a key problem, as you're well aware. Appalachia has the dubious distinction of being the cradle of the opioid epidemic in this country. And as an agency focusing on Appalachia, obviously, we're going to have a role in addressing that. That is a challenge to our communities, and we are stepping up our efforts on that. It is the responsibility of any agency that can be brought to bear on this problem to do its utmost. We are actively looking for projects and ideas and needs in local communities, whether it range from early intervention, education, and prevention in one area to actual treatment and recovery efforts on the other side of the problem. These could be anything from helping fund residential treatment centers to setting up programs and networks of employers who are actually willing to take a risk on a recovered drug addict. Statistics show us that one of the key needs for successful recovery is actually steady employment. So those are some things that we would be focusing on during my tenure here at ARC.
And then what about the ARC's plan to work on economic development, specifically in coal communities?
Diversification is going to be key. I think a lot of people outside of the region think that when you talk about the downturn in the coal sector, you're just talking about coal miners. And as those that reside in the region are aware, no, that's not the case. The impacts of the coal economy, the coal industry, are far-reaching. It's not just the coal miner. It's the truck driver. It's the railroad worker who's been laid off because there's not as much coal to haul. It is the mine equipment manufacturer that may be hundreds of miles from any active mine who's had to lay off production workers because there's no one to buy their product. The impacts on Main Street, the local barbershop, the local hardware store are all key. Diversification is going to be important. And again, that's why I think small business and entrepreneurial development is key. We are going to be looking for good investments in local infrastructure to help support things like regional industrial parks, provide water lines to those areas, broadband to areas that lack it. In the new information economy, broadband is a very important basic infrastructure. And new businesses looking to locate in the region are certainly looking for broadband service. So those are some of the basic infrastructure needs that ARC would be looking to support to help diversify the economies in those coal-impacted regions.
And you mentioned grant funding or finances to help with some of these projects. Do you foresee another round of funding for the Power Plus grant program in Appalachia? Is that something that's going to continue?
We do. We do. We actually are currently in a round where we are seeking applications in this round that will be due May 1st, but there will be a later round this year, sometime in the late summer.
And you touched on infrastructure, and I see here in your bio on the White House website that you also worked as the executive director for the Kentucky Infrastructure Authority. It's my understanding this agency helps finance the expansion of water and wastewater services throughout the state. I want to get, you know, some reaction or reflection perhaps on that particular job. Was it a challenging job, do you think? Because there seems to be a lot of work yet to do when we're talking about infrastructure.
It was a challenging job. It was a very rewarding time in that position. Helping provide basic infrastructure is important not only for economic development, but just for quality of life. And looking back on my own childhood, you know, we were not on a community water system. We were on a well. We had the good fortune of it being a good well. But my mother did not have access to community drinking water until 2005, long after I was grown and out of the house. And I know what a happy day that was when she could turn on her faucet and know she had safe drinking water. So it's important for quality of life. It's important for health of our residents in Appalachia. And I want to use Kentucky as an example where Appalachian states can succeed. Kentucky actually, through about a 20-year effort to provide water service to its residents, actually is now in the top, I think, three or four in the nation in providing water to its residents. And there's still a ways to go, but that is not a wealthy state. It is very similar to other states in Appalachia. So, you know, states, when they take the right approach and provide resources from the state level paired with resources from the federal level, can make great progress in these basic needs.
Hmm. Any specific examples or strategies that you can share as to how to tackle this issue? Anything innovative in the works?
Basic infrastructure? I think you have to look at an all-of-the-above approach. The states are going to have to do their share. The local water districts, that's where it all starts. The local water districts are the ones that serve the customers. They have to decide, you know, what resources they have, you know, how they can best meet the needs of their community. Then they provide ideas to the state level and to potential federal funding sources. But working in partnership on a local state federal basis, that's how these challenges can be tackled.
I've seen a little bit of talk online, I believe, about possibly moving the headquarters. Any chance of moving the headquarters to Appalachia, particularly Kentucky?
That's actually a congressional issue. I would direct your question to Congress on that one.
Newly appointed federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission, Tim Thomas. Tim, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.